It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Former Georgia Secretary of State Karen Handel had a close call, but she made it out of the April special election in the 6th Congressional District. And since then, she has pulled into a very tight race with Democrat John Ossoff, who finished first back in April. Last week, we spoke with Mr. Ossoff, and now Secretary Handel joins us. Welcome and thanks.
Thank you very much. Please call me Karen. We've known each other way too long for formalities like that.
As we speak, the Congressional Budget Office has released its analysis of the latest House plan to repeal and replace Obamacare, and it forecasts a potential reduction in the budget deficit of about $119 billion. Also projects 23 million more Americans would go uninsured over the next 10 years. Now, this has passed the House. It's over in the Senate. But if you were in the House at the time, would you have voted for this particular measure?
I would have, because the status quo with Obamacare and the exchanges is unacceptable. It is completely collapsing. And right here in Georgia, premiums have skyrocketed. More people are leaving the exchanges or just being priced out. So there are some good things in the bill and obviously some things that need to get addressed on the Senate side. And I have great confidence that that'll happen.
But speaking of premium increases, while there would be premium reductions for some folks, the CBO is estimating that particularly elderly folks and folks with pre-existing conditions might see premiums go up by a lot.
Well,
is this
what the
president promised?
Well, let's get into the verbiage and the vernacular that you're using, predictions and might and all of those things. Part of the approach with all of this is to put as much as we possibly can back into the purview of the states, and then secondly, to get the federal government out of the middle of the conversation about how we're going to make healthcare decisions. And again, I think for the things that were good about the bill, eliminating the mandate, rolling back and repealing massive tax increases that were included in there, those were good things. It did keep the provision that said someone with pre-existing conditions cannot be a reason to exclude them from coverage. So, and it puts in $8 billion.
But it doesn't guarantee against premium increases for those people.
It put in $8 billion. Well, it doesn't. Well, I don't believe in having, quote, a guarantee by the federal government for anyone.
No, but I mean, you were saying the problem with the current system is premium increases.
Yes. But again, with the free market, you have much more competition. When you have competition, you start to see costs come down, and you're going to have increased choice for patients. What we have is completely unstable and crashing. So there really needed to be a focus to move to something else. Was this perfect? No. But again, I think there's going to be some big changes to it on the Senate side, I'll be watching that.
Okay, let's talk about the budget specifically here. President Trump said on the first day of his campaign and repeatedly thereafter, and these are his words, save Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security without cuts, have to do it. Does this budget with the projected cuts to Medicaid break that promise?
I'm not going to get into, I don't even know what was promised or not promised by the president, and that's not my job.
But it was one of the things he ran on. It was one of the things that Republicans campaigned for.
I am not President Trump. I am Karen Handel running for the 6th District Congressional seat.
He did
and
come, to,
hang
come
on,
here
and
to
for
campaign
as,
for you, though.
So what? Nancy Pelosi came to is going to campaign and has been campaigning for John Ossoff. Do you ask him every single time about everything
Nancy Pelosi? I asked
Nancy
him last
Pelosi?
Week, would he be independent?
Look, the bottom line is I am an independent individual around how I'm going to serve. In terms of whether the president is meeting or breaking his promise, that is not for me to say or judge or make my decision around. I'm making my decision based on what is in the best interest of the people of the 6th District. With this budget, it is balanced with what we are facing on an international front from national security and the threats here at home to reinforce on the military side. That is a positive step. The Medicaid grants to the states, that line item is reduced. That is over the course, it's important for people to remember, over the course of 10 years, that reduction. So it does give states the flexibility to turn and make their priorities.
You said it's balanced, though, but it is based on the assumption that the economy is going to grow at an annual rate of 3% by 2020 and stay there. we haven't had 3% growth or anything close to it in years, and economists on the left.
Thanks to Obama and his incredible proliferation of regulations and taxes.
But economists on the left and the right have said that those projections are simply unrealistic. Republicans have argued against deficits and increasing our debt. If these projections are as unrealistic as a lot of experts say they are, is this a budget that's even tenable?
I believe that we simply have to have the kinds of pro-growth policies to move economic growth up to a minimum of 3%. And I actually believe that that is achievable with broad tax reform. And it's not just corporate tax relief. There has to be middle-income individual tax relief as well for middle-class families.
But you've put together budgets, admittedly, on a much, much,
much smaller scale. That's right.
Given the fact that the administration even used the same $2.6 trillion to fund the tax cuts and to reduce the budget deficit, would you have put together a budget based on those assumptions?
I'd have to look. You know, the budget just came out yesterday, with all due respect.
Yeah.
So in really going through and getting down into the nitty-gritty of all of that, I can't make a speculation on that. I'm willing to give the benefit of the doubt at this point so that we can see what we're going to have and go with that on the revenue side, because I do believe that tax reform is going to be a significant injection for the economy.
If you win this runoff, you will likely be in the House by the time this budget comes up for a vote.
Yes, and I hope I will be on the budget committee.
Would you vote for it in its present
form? I think it's going to go through. Dennis, you know this. When a White House presents a budget, it is the very initial first step in the process. So let's go through it step by step and line by line and put the good, work on the things that are not good.
There are House and Senate committee investigations of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and possible connections to the Trump campaign. That's what the investigations will try to find out. Do you have any questions, though, about the president's response to the Russian investigations?
What I have always tried to do is not get too engaged in innuendo and speculation. I'm not there. I haven't had the briefings that many people have had. Speculation and innuendo is often extremely unproductive when you have very serious issues that really we need to get to the bottom of.
But would you say that these things are more than speculation? The president firing James Comey, who was investigating for the FBI the possible ties to Russia. The White House hasn't denied the New York Times report that the president told Comey he hoped he would let the investigation of General Flynn go. The former CIA director even recently testified he was concerned about a pattern of contact between Russian officials and members of the Trump campaign.
Here's the bottom line.
My question is,
concerns, though, don't equal
they're
an
not
actual
conclusions,
violation,
but are they more than speculation?
I have said from the very beginning, the facts lead the way on this. Let's let these investigators get to the bottom of actually what happened, because we as Americans deserve to know precisely what happened. And if there were specific violations, etc., regardless, let the facts take us there and take the appropriate action when we know precisely.
If it were shown that the president obstructed justice, I'm not asking you to say that you would, but would you entertain the possibility of voting for impeachment if it ever got that far?
I don't believe it is appropriate to, again, engage in speculative futures. I'm going to take each issue as it comes to me at the time it does. That's just the appropriate and professional way to move forward in a position as important as being in the House of Representatives.
Karen Handel is the Republican running in the runoff on June 20th in the 6th Congressional District. Secretary Handel, thanks so much for coming in and talking with us.
I really appreciate it.
Always
a pleasure, Dennis.